This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning, I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out in Riverside County. The county sheriff this past week decided that it will put body cameras on as many as 1,000 county deputies.
Right. The sheriff, Stan Smith, announced that he's going to be asking the Board of Supervisors to fund cameras for our 1,000 deputies. Remember, he started this as a pilot program just in the Yuba Valley station. And there was a little bit of controversy because the sheriff deputies union said that they weren't consulted. Well, now he's announced he's going to put that program countywide after just a 2 or 3 month test.
Yeah, it was a very short test period, I read. Did they come to an accommodation with the union? Did the union's concerns get resolved? Or?
Not at all. The union has sued over it, and there has not been a conversation, although the sheriff said he is open to one.
Really? So this is going to go to court?
It sounds like it.
We will be talking about this again then. Next item, San Bernardino bankruptcy. The bankruptcy judge says that she wants to see momentum in the San Bernardino case. Explain this to me. What's going on?
Sure. The city council approved the plan of adjustment, the plan to go forward, how the city is going to get out of bankruptcy. The hearing this week was the first opportunity for the judge to take a look at that plan. The city had asked for a delay, actually. They said that they're still having conversations with the police union to reach that agreement. The firefighters union is suing. And so they asked for a delay, and the judge said no. She wants this to move forward and to maintain momentum. She said she doesn't think anybody wants any more delays. So the next hearing is set for October.
And the city, the unions, all have to be ready by then? Or if they're going to have conversations, they got to be wrapped up and decided by then?
Well, I think the next step is to figure out whether the city has provided all of the financial information that all of its creditors need. The bondholders who are owed about $50 million are not happy at all. They say that they're going to be completely taken down by this offer of the city in the plan of adjustment of just one penny on the dollar of what they're owed.
All right. And finally, the Riverside County Grand Jury says that the Riverside County Council, and this is C-O-U-N-S-E-L, this is the attorney for the County Board of Supervisors and the administration. The Grand Jury says that the County Council interferes with its investigations. What's going on?
Yeah, this started last spring when County Council Greg Priamos told the Information Technology Department not to respond to grand jury requests for information unless those requests are made in writing so that his office could review them. Well, now the grand jury has issued a report that indicates it goes much beyond the Information Technology Department, and Priamos has stepped in and told all county departments that he wants to be told beforehand when any employees are called to testify before the grand jury, and he wants his office to be able to be there. The grand jury says this interferes because part of what a grand jury does depends on confidentiality so that witnesses can be candid. And they say that if the lawyers are there for the county, that county employees won't feel free to speak without fear of retaliation.
Now, when there is this kind of a dispute between the grand jury and the county council, how is this resolved? Is this a procedural dispute or is there something legal that can dictate how this gets resolved?
Well, right now it looks like kind of a standoff between lawyers because the lawyer that represents the grand jury, there's a deputy DA in charge there. The presiding judge of the court convenes the grand jury, so I'm not quite sure how they're going to resolve it.
Greg Priamos is relatively new at the county. Before that, he was the Riverside city attorney, and he's been around the block when it comes to these kinds of procedural disputes.
Well, he did have a dispute with the grand jury when he was city attorney. He had written some emails and letters that the grand jury said revealed the confidential subject of one of their investigations. The county council at that time sent him a letter admonishing him, and he answered back kind of brushing off their concerns.
Hmm. And now he is the county council, and we got another standoff. All right, we'll talk about this, we hope, in the future. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.